Awesome to, I guess, talk to you before I write the story, and just wanted to just get your overall thoughts on the season. I know it started off rocky with a couple losses, but you guys finished with the IAC championship and beating some tough teams at the Geico thing. Just talk about your thoughts on the season and how it went for you, your senior year.
I mean, honestly, even with a couple losses, like I love everything. Like, I have no regrets. I love my team. It was such a special team. Like, everyone was such a tight-knit group. I was one of three captains, and I just had a great time with them. And it was such an easy group to lead because, you know, everyone just wanted to win. Everyone was a team player. Everyone knew their role. I loved playing for my coaches. I mean, Coach Balestri is just such a player's coach. He's just such a good guy. He really, like, he's competitive, but he doesn't get angry, and he just, like, knows what's best for the players. Like, he knows how to motivate. So having him as a head coach was awesome. And then the assistant coaches just brought such great knowledge to the game. And it just made it really easy for us to just click and just be such a tight-knit group. And I was telling my roommate at Under Armour, who plays for Hill Academy, I said, if you take away the Hill Academy, because they were beating us for three quarters of the game, I think we were losing for maybe 2 minutes in the whole year, because our three losses were, we were up the whole game until the last minute or two. So, but I mean, I love the season, and I want to take back some of it.
Yeah, I got some hate from some of the Hill Academy guys, because on that one goal you had where it was like a diving goal or something, you came from like down the corner, and I gave like some critiques on the Hill defenseman for not like playing you tight, and they gave me some shit for
that's
that.
That's funny.
But when did you start playing lacrosse?
Like growing up?
Yeah.
So I played lacrosse. I kind of picked up a stick when I was like five or six, but I played like five or six sports. So my cousin is Lewis Dubik, so he plays at Maryland. So I kind of picked up from him. Yeah. And my grandpa. And my grandpa played at Syracuse. He was a goalie. So I have some background
in
my family. Steve Kershaw. He's old. But yeah, he played. He's a goalie at Syracuse in 60. I don't know. 60.
Okay.
He played right after Jim Brown graduated. He knew Ernie Davis, so
where are you
he was friends with him. I'm going to Penn.
Penn, oh, all right.
So,
Coach Donovan. Hugh Donovan?
Oh, yeah. He's one of the, I know him.
Good guy. What, do you remember anything when you first touched, like, a lacrosse stick? Any stories from as a kid?
Yeah, I actually do. So, I mean, I would say, like, I'm not, like, everyone, these are the best of the best. I don't even think I'm up there for, like, being one of the top athletes. So, that's kind of why I love lacrosse, because I always struggled at it. Like, I was, like, the last kid to make my Malax team. Like, I didn't even make crabs in, like, 7th or 8th grade. Cause, I mean, I played 3 or 4 sports. Like, I have good hand-eye coordination, but I'm not, like, a physical specimen, you could say. Mm-hmm. And I, like, in 8th grade or 7th grade, there's my coach for next – I played for next level, and the coach just graduated. Matt Lovejoy just graduated UVA, and he moved – he couldn't live in Bethesda because he just graduated UVA and he was coaching lacrosse, so he needed to live somewhere, and we kind of knew him. We were family friends, so we lived in our house. And that kind of, like, sparked my – gave me, like, a spark of lacrosse. And I just saw how hard he worked, and that just made me work really hard. And I think in 8th grade is where I finally, like, took it to the next level. And I quit golf. I quit basketball. I quit football. And started playing lacrosse every day for hours. And I just love the sport. And I love that it didn't come naturally. Like, I wasn't naturally good. I was better at all those other sports. Like, lacrosse was my worst sport until 8th grade, I'd say. Or 7th grade.
Ben's Dillon's bringing some – studs last year and this year.
Yeah.
Talk about why you chose that school and why you want to go to school in,
of course,
in Philly.
Of course. So I always said that I want to use lacrosse to help me get into the best school I could possibly get into. Mm-hmm. And my dad went to Penn, which was a big reason. So he played soccer at Penn. He loved it. Mm-hmm. I think it's like in a great location. I think Philly's a great college town. It's like, it's a great campus. It's in like an urban place, but it has like a rural feel to it because, you know, there's trees everywhere. It's beautiful. It's 2.5 hours from home, so it's really easy to get to, but I'm not in College Park where I live 15, 20 minutes away where I see my parents every day, but it's perfect location. I love Coach Murphy. I love Coach Abbott, Coach Aiketo. The coaching staff's great. But honestly, the kids, when I, like, so I visited, like, UNC and Harvard. Like, I was deciding between some of these schools, Yale and Penn, but the kids on the team, it was just, like, the ambition they had for academics and lacrosse, the mixture of two of them was just, it was just great scene. And I love sports, but I also love to learn. So the combination of those two and just the kids seeing how hard they work really drew me to the school.
Any player, pro, other sport that you look up to that you try to
in another sport?
Yeah, or any, or
in our sport,
either or.
I kind of like, in athlete. Lacrosse, I feel like my favorite player is Rob Pinnell. I like his game, but athlete, I really like Jordan Spieth, just for multiple reasons. One, he's like just a really good guy. Like, he does a lot for people with special needs. Yep. So I really like appreciate that. And he's really humble. Like, he was the first golfer to say, when he got interviewed, he said "we" and instead of "I" because he was talking about his caddy and his team. And he kind of started that trend on the PGA. Like, if you hear people now, they say "we." So it's like his humility. And also, he's kind of, I feel like I'm similar in that he's not the best athlete on tour, but he just works hard and has like a high IQ and just like just is a hard worker and just a really good guy. So I kind of look
he's
up to him.
He's an Under Armour guy.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, man.
Nice to meet you.
Good job, Robert.
Thank you.
I'll grab a picture of you tomorrow night.
All right, and sounds good.
Use that for the
awesome. Ours.
It'll be out next week. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Player of the year.
Thank you.
All right, man.
I appreciate that a lot.
Have fun the rest of this process.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.